It is time for the year of Monty, and that is 1989. We've been doing this pretty much all summer. Norm broke out 1944. I was born in 1971. Sean hit us with 82.
Yep.
DJ 1990, and it is Monty's turn. So Monty, hit us with the 1989.
Thank you. So my parents, Freddie and Nancy, got busy September 1988.
Ugh. That was right when, you know what? They were celebrating me entering school, college. And they were so excited that I was going to commerce, right?
Were you a big dog in school?
Got all hot and bothered by this new country radio superstar that was about to hit the airwaves. And they couldn't keep their hands off each other. 9 months later, one-legged Monty popped out. This is annoying.
Out slides Justin.
Yep. It's like I was at Hurricane Harvard, just flew right out. No problem at all. But there were the music in 1989 I checked on, not great.
Okay.
I wasn't a big fan of a lot of the songs in there. I'll play for you some of the hits from 1989. I imagine everyone knows this song. Hate that beginning. Really hate it.
Oh yeah. Slow things down. Get the lighter out. You grab your girl.
This, of course, is Poison. Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night.
Why are people so opposed to the ballad? It's gone away. I think it really has. Now, country music may be a little bit different, but people roll their eyes with the ballad now, whether it's rock, R&B. Feels like it just doesn't have a place anymore.
Do people even release them anymore? I don't feel like I hear them.
And I don't want to be old man here, but used to go to parties all the time, and they would slow it down, and it was your chance, you know, kind of rub up on a girl a bit. Talk to her in the ear a bit.
Or
get a phone number or something.
Maybe a Friday night at the skating rink. Maybe a couple skate.
Go to Eisenberg's.
Hold some hands.
But now we just want to just dance and sweat. Who wants that?
But you like that.
What?
Dancing and sweating.
Yeah, for like 10 or 15 minutes and then we slow it down. Then yeah, we kind of get the hands will go south a bit.
But somewhere in the 90s, freak Gross. Dancing became such a thing. That's where you're getting your feels from at the dance, as opposed to the uncomfortable slow dance where...
Never been uncomfortable for me, Sean. Ever.
You might have to back up a little bit just so she...
Okay, well, that.
She's like, what was that? Oh, don't worry about
Start
that.
Start going over the Rangers lineup to try to, you know...
What do we think of this song?
I don't think that would help, actually. That might have the opposite effect.
Dean Palmer.
Kevin Elster. Oh, Royce Clayton.
Oh. Benji Gill.
Daryl Hampton.
Oh, I don't think
Will
that's
Clark,
ever happened.
Frank Catalanato.
You just have to run out. Excuse me!
Tom Goodwin.
Good work, everybody.
This here's a champ for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us.
Oh, that's Creed?
No, DJ,
it's not.
DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not Nickelback either. So, of course, I was but a baby when this came out. What did young country Donovan think of Bust a Move?
I mean, it was fine. It was okay.
Was this like mainstream like rap that white America could really latch onto? Because I remember MTV. This was a big player.
Huge. Yeah, when you say MTV and they played rap, they would definitely lean into this. And, you know, not others that we kind of enjoyed. Like I said, it was okay. They would play it at a party. You wouldn't oppose it, but, you know, you're kind of ready for the next two.
Based on the dancing you're doing, yeah.
This was a longer song.
To answer your question.
This was a longer song than you think. Hey, no, dude. 7-year-old Sean was like, this is amazing.
Never thought it was amazing.
Yeah.
No.
It's very safe rap.
Yes, of course.
It's very safe.
Well... True. Yeah, no, you're right. And, you know, a lot of the groups who weren't safe,
NWA.
They no. still had to play radio versions, and you kind of still knew exactly what was going on, but, yeah, I think we kind of knew that. Okay,
there's
it's all
right.
There's
a bunch of naive parents that had no
idea.
Yeah,
because the real version of this song is actually nut.
Should we go to break?
No, it's
we
got way too early for that. Way too early.
Next.
All right, another song here.
How do you have that?
Gracious.
Oh, yeah. This is Bobby Bound, My Prerogative.
Oh, that's Creed?
No, DJ. Oh. Everything's not
terrible
Creed.
Guess by me.
You're like decades too soon.
We don't need the DJ Creed or not Creed app.
And this, I love this because this will turn a party out when you think mostly, you know, every DJ wants to play rap music and all that. But there's R&B music that bangs. This bangs. This is a really, really good tune, track. And that whole album was incredible. You know what? Dare I say? Game changer.
Whoa.
Dare I say? I don't dare. I'm going to do it.
Keeper of music?
Game changer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You in a Adidas tracksuit?
This the fake gold chain with my Kango on.
Big clock.
Is there an alternate title to this one, Justin?
No, I don't see any.
Okay. I'm
just
wondering.
Like he released this the way he wanted.
Okay, all right. Didn't know.
Another one here. We have, this is become a bit of a joke band. What are you doing
back? Well, I sat back and thought about the things we used to do. It really meant a lot to me. You mean a lot to me.
I really mean that much to you?
Girl, you know it's true.
Oh, I had no idea what that was until he said that. What the hell is this?
I've got a question.
No.
Okay, DJ.
It's not
Creed. No.
It's not even a question.
DJ is a part of this show.
He's going to ask if it's Creed.
We don't know.
Don't box out DJ.
Maybe.
Let him speak.
Maybe he's changed. Okay, DJ, what do you
have? If he asks if it's Creed, I'm just killing everybody.
Leave him alone.
Okay.
DJ, what's your question?
Oh, that's Creed?
No, DJ.
I told you.
It's not. It's not.
I told you. He's like Hodor. That's all he can ask. Hey,
stop!
Creed door.
DJ is Hodor.
No, it's not. No, it's not them.
Is that Creed?
But
is that Creed?
Like the one time every 3 or 4 months he's right, he gets so happy.
Yeah, he's right. It's arms wide open. Good job, DJ.
We all do your stupid segment and leave me alone.
It sure is, buddy. Would you like a treat? Oh, you're so
DJ,
smart.
You know it's true, buddy.
You know, they do that to babies. Babies are so dumb when they get something right. They go, right, little buddy.
You're so smart. We're so proud.
Take his ranger hat off, rub his hair.
Oh, buddy.
Good job.
Man, you are so smart.
You can pick any ranger hat out you want.
Isn't he smart, everyone?
All right, the most controversial song of 1989.
That Milli Vanilli song sucked, even when it came out. It's terrible.
Yeah, it was bad.
No good. This is the most controversial song of 1989.
Oh, that's Creed?
You know what?
Okay. I don't know about that, Justin.
The reason it's the most controversial is because it made a lot of people upset. The music video.
Oh, right, mm-hmm. Right. This is a crossover hit.
This is Madonna, Like a Prayer.
It's a good song.
But in the video, she's like in a church mm-hmm. with burning crosses. And she had a
burning
deal with Pepsi
else.
At the time. And due to the backlash of this, they canceled her deal with Pepsi. And Pepsi was sponsoring a tour she was going to be on.
How did she recover?
I don't know. Adrenochrome? I have no idea. She's doing all right. I heard she was playing baseball in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Her and Rosie O'Donnell.
Right. Yeah. Tom Hanks was the manager. Yeah.
Bottom third of the order, but still productive.
That's okay. Yeah. You know?
She was there to protect Marla Hooch in the lineup.
A League of Their Own reference? Are you serious?
Heck yeah.
What a hitter.
It's not Creed.
What a hitter.
You're an idiot. Marla, how can you just have that off the top of your head?
I mean, Betty Spaghetti was a freaking...
Stop it. Shut up.
Heck yeah.
He can name all the Rockford Peaches.
Jeez, dude.
I got to get to other stuff here. I'm not going to go over the full League of Their Own lineup. All right.
Although I wish you would.
Can't do it. So some other pop culture moments. In 1989, The Simpsons premiered.
Ah, yes.
In December of 1989, of course, originally it was a part of the Tracy Ullman show. in 1987 as a short, and then in December of 1989, The Simpsons premiered and aired for a long time.
Still going.
Still going.
And I made the nine-year-old watch the first episode the other day. She was not interested whatsoever. Yeah.
Did you see that they got the X thing right? Where on one of their phones they had an app with an X that looks just like Elon's X?
They predict everything on The Simpsons.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
Not a huge P1 of The Simpsons.
I'm not either.
I don't know why, and I feel like I'm missing something, and every time I've watched it, it's been good. But just never have dove in like a lot of other people.
Growing up, Channel 33, they'd show it like, I don't know, a couple hours a day, mm-hmm. and I was a huge P1 back then. Conan O'Brien also wrote for The Simpsons.
Seasons 2 through 7, there's some absolute genius mm-hmm. in there.
Is it really?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Maybe I'll go back and check it out.
Wasn't there like 120 episodes over that many seasons?
Yeah, but they're probably only 20 minutes.
Okay.
They fly by.
All right.
No problem.
Well, I got a show right now. I'll watch them later.
No, you should watch it right now, actually.
I got to finish the segment, then I'll watch them. Also premiering that year was The Wonder Years.
Oh, yes.
With Winnie Cooper.
No, it was Winnie.
Winnie. You're not saying that right.
Sorry. When that came on, I was worried about my weenie. With Winnie Cooper. But that show aired for 6 seasons. And I don't think I've watched it in a long time, so I don't know if it holds up. But I remember enjoying it when I watched it.
I watched it with the older daughter on Hulu. It's still really quite good.
Don't they have the reimagined version?
Yes.
And they're, the family's black, right?
Mm-hmm.
What show was what was Topanga? That wasn't the one to
use. That's Boy Meets World, buddy.
Yeah. Okay.
And that show, the family's white.
Yes, but the new Wonder Years, it's a black family.
Okay.
And I'm going to watch every episode.
No, you're not. What a bluff.
I am.
What a bluff. No way.
Oh, I will. Of the new one, not the old one.
For what? Support. Just because?
Yes.
Is that my playing on my computer?
It's not mine.
No, it's not me. Okay.
A little ambiance. It's fine. Right, never heard anyone.
Sure bad music. It's just power through. Still playing.
I know you're new to this.
What's that music, DJ?
What
that's playing underneath.
Oh, that's Creed?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, good. I'm glad we finally got
it's coming from DJ's computer.
Okay, so.
You're scaled down Creed.
Top at the box office in 1989.
I know.
You got it?
It's got to be Batman, right?
It's Batman.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was a huge deal.
Batman.
Yeah, Batman did not do as well, but Batman.
Batman didn't make it.
And the overrated Prince had a big song in Batman.
Whoa.
Everyone sang it.
Because you said
it. Now.
It's the only reason. Chill out.
Yeah, it's not Batman and it's not Blank Man. Has anyone seen Blank Man?
I did. Of course.
Yeah,
what about Meteor Man?
Yes.
Didn't see that.
Robert Townsend,
yeah.
So Batman that year brought in $250 million, which would be a terrible showing for a superhero movie these days.
But just think about the prices back then. Mm-hmm. $250 million was huge.
Yeah, tickets
now that's
like
just one screening.
3 cents.
That's one showing. They weren't 3 cents. We're not that old.
A nickel.
Also, top five that year, we had Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Lethal Weapon 2.
Awesome.
Rain Man, which won the Oscar for Best Picture.
Definitely.
And Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yep.
That was top five in 1989.
I drugged my parents to see that, and that was a big deal, too. Little Rick Moranis.
Other notables, Ghostbusters 2 came out in 1989. Mm. Back to the Future Part 2.
That was on yesterday at the tire shop.
Mark that, please. Oh my.
Cool.
It was. So I'm telling
That's
you,
great.
I watched the end of Back to the Future 1, and then they showed back-to-back Back to the Future 2. You're welcome. Just showing you that it's still playing today, even though it was made in 89.
Okay, Tyler, I want you to turn his mic off, and then Donovan, you keep telling the rest of that story. Other notables, Uncle Buck.
Genius.
One of the best
Let's
movie
slow
insults
down.
Of all time.
Dude.
Slow down.
When he flicks a quarter at the principal.
Oh, you have a rat.
And tells her to have a rat gnaw the mole off her face. incredible insult.
Boy, Donovan not cracking a smile.
Yeah, not even, face hasn't moved at all.
The giant pancake with the snow shovel? Come on.
Yeah. Good movie. Also, Field of Dreams. And lastly, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation came out in 1989.
Nice.
Yeah, whatever. That's it.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Petered out.
Thank you,
Well, I just
Justin.
Saw the time. I mean, we can talk about the hot air balloons that ran into each other if you want.
No, let's end on a high.
Okay.
All right.
We'll talk about it with the musers.
Yes, we will. That's next.